Belinda Silbert, she gives us the water report every single day and tells us what's going on in Cape Town. I know there was a lot of hot air in Cape Town today, Belinda, because of the budget speech, but what's going on with the water?
Well, the declining popularity of the administration is what's going on, since mayoral committee member Xanthia Lindberg today told us, the long-suffering Capetonians, that they have extreme technical problems with the switchover from a third-party electronic platform to an in-house one. What is the bottom line? Yep. The bottom line is that we're going to have to pay based on estimated water readings of a year ago rather than the metered ones. And so in addition to the hefty price increases, people are going to be paying for water that they have not used, subject to then lodging a dispute with the council. So it's been recommended that we just have to cough up whatever there is right now. And as I well know, trying to settle a dispute with the council, whether on the phone or in person, is not a wonderful experience.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. It's going to really make people very excited, especially since I guess people were hoping that if they cut down on their water usage, which clearly they would have done in the last few months, then they would also be able to cut down on some of the costs. But if they are estimating it on what you were doing a year ago, then that's clearly not going to be very effective as a monitoring device.
No, it's horrendous. Thank God I got my account that didn't apply, but I am paying twice now what I paid before for half the water that I used, if that makes any sense whatsoever. Frightful, horrifying, and still we carry on feeling the impact of this damage to brand Cape Town. And this is really the bottom line. You know, there are knock-on effects that we never, ever envisaged. For example, Cape Sport taking a huge knock owing to the drought. In fact, the Football Association, Bennett Bailey, said today that they have lost 47,000 members because of the drought. They've had to postpone their football season now. I know the rugby already announced last week that they would be starting up again in June. And then the Western Cape cricket also has been affected. And what Bennett Bailey did emphasize was that the city of Cape Town has not come up with any concrete advice for them, besides the fact that they're now practicing on artificial lawn sports grounds. And let me tell you, the artificial grass industry in South Africa, and I mean grass as in the lawn, is thriving. It is now absolutely, it's becoming a new normal as well.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily even so useful. I remember, certainly if you're going to play on AstroTurf or something like that in hockey, then they've even got a water AstroTurf, from what I can remember. So it is certainly not a problem. Is there any word from the city on how they're intending to fix this problem, never mind all of this, all of this nonsense around having to check meters from a year ago?
Not yet. In fact, there's been further mudslinging about the Department of Water and Sanitation claiming that they're broke and that they will not finance the building of the walls of the Clanwilliam Dam. This was frozen a few years ago because of tender irregularities and the usual nonsense. And that is one of the issues that would, again, have been helpful. So Premier Zilla is not pleased at all about that. So basically, the Department of Water and Sanitation is claiming that they are broke. And so we continue in the same vein, I think, using the water-saving initiatives. And there's now increasing opposition to the desalination. And I literally say, God help us if there is any halt to the desalination plants. I feel that not pursuing that avenue is equivalent to, what would you call, waterside. There must be some word for it, suicide by water withholding or by drought.
Well, I must say there were some severely stupid things being said in Parliament yesterday. I saw a member of the NFP, the National Freedom Party, which is the breakaway of the IFP, some guy called Iman or something, talking nonsense about how the DA was getting a kickback from Israel to build desalination plants. And this guy is sprouting this garbage in the National Assembly. I mean, it was ridiculous.
It was absolutely revolting. And I think it was something like you were saying that the DA would get 600 million rand or something for their election campaign next year. Do you recall the figures? It sounds something similar to that. So he was making wild allegations, and that is just additional filth that has been spewed post the ridiculous articles claiming that, of course, the Israelis are wanting the business for the desalination plants. I, in fact, started a petition asking the ANC, this is now probably a month ago, to revisit the notion, since they had, of course, cancelled the water conference, as we well know. But unfortunately, of course, they have still disregarded that. But so they're trying for the mix of the aquifers, of the desalination, and of the dreadful water metering devices, plus our water savings. In other words, the 90-minute showers, no longer even showers. What did Helen Zille call it? What, the squattle in lup? You've got to use your squattle in lup.
Sounds lovely. Belinda, thank you so much for giving us the water report. Hopefully things don't dry up any further before tomorrow, but we will definitely check back in with you regarding the water situation. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks.